The word that I want to share today is from the Old Testament readings for the last couple of days. As I was praying and asking God, like, what do you want to say today? What do you want to say to whoever shows up and everything? He just kept bringing me back to this. And then, so I'm not sure if this is for you or if this is for me. Well, I'm pretty sure it's for me and all this. I was going to read all of this, but I'm not going to. You guys read your Bibles. If you don't read your Bibles, you need to start reading your Bibles so that you know that I'm not lying to you and that I'm not paraphrasing it totally out of what the Lord would have intended to say, actually. But this is the story of Abraham and the story of Ishmael and all. And when the Lord kind of brought me to that, I just kept hearing him say, to me, and this is what I'd ask you, what is your Ishmael? What is the thing that you've tried to make into something that was never God's intention to be made into? I think that we all do that. Maybe not like Abraham, as much as to have a child that God never really intended him to have through a handmaid rather than through his wife, because he was unwilling or incapable of being patient and waiting on the Lord. In which, if you study the life of Abraham, he was, it's good to know that someone like Abraham could be so blessed, because it gives me some hope, because he was not the most radical guy out there in the world as far as trust in God. Twice he lied about Sarah, about his wife, and said that she's my sister, because he is afraid that whatever king it was would like have him killed because he wanted his wife. Now that, maybe in that culture that worked, some way, but in our culture, that is just such a foreign idea. The first is that a husband should not hesitate to die for his wife, because that's what Christ did for us, the church, his bride. And so we find here then Abraham, being the strong leader that he was, gave in to his wife's desire to have a child. And so she puts up her handmaid, her servant, to father a child that in some way she thought would benefit her as having a child, which for them in those days, a woman without a child was just horrible. It was a scandal somewhat. It was this mark upon them not having had a child. And so she tried to get around God. And what's funny is that she is trying to get around God's promises and not really thinking of it that way. So how often do we do that, I know I could probably find several times in my life when I've kind of done that, and it never works out. It didn't work out for her, didn't work out for Abraham in the long run for sure. Winds up, Abraham just throws his hands back up in the air again with Sarah and says, well, she's your handmaid, she's your servant. You do whatever it is that you want to do, which then, because she was being ridiculed by this other woman for not having a child, but her having the child, and so she puts them out and runs them out and they go out into the desert. And then God takes care of them and all. But then it comes back just a few years later, and God again gets Abraham and speaks to him. Now all this is going on, and Abraham is still not getting it. He's still kind of struggling with this whole idea. But now he's like 99 years old. And so I do want to read this. Now when Abraham was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abram. Is Abram at that time, not Abraham, and said to him, I am God Almighty. Walk before me and be blameless. In one sense, I'm almost like, God, you might be a little late on this one. He hasn't been doing so good, He's doing the best he can, which, again, that's encouraging, is that I don't walk blameless before the Lord, And I know that I don't. He reminds me periodically of that. But that doesn't, I'm not rejected. I'm still his, and his promises to me are still yes and amen. They're not like made null and void. Like doing all of this stuff here, you'd have thought that God would have probably thrown his hands up in the air with them and said, okay, I'm done. Go ahead on your way. Do what it is that you do. Do what it is that you're wanting to do. I'm trying to bless you in there, but it's not working. But no, God says, walk before me and be blameless. Verse 2, I will establish my covenant between me and you, and I will multiply you exceedingly. Now, at least Abraham he's got this conversation with God that's really getting personal. So Abraham, not being totally crazy, fell on his face. Abraham fell on his face and God talked with him saying, as for me, you know, think about that. I think I would love to be able to be there listening to this exact conversation, because we have the written that was written hundreds of years later, but inspired by the Holy Spirit. But the body, well, he probably wasn't seeing God as in body, but he was very aware of his presence. He's speaking directly to him. The inflections in his voice and stuff. That's God saying, like, basically, as for me. Have you ever said that to someone that you're trying to help, that you're trying to deal with, that you're trying to do something for, and when you finally just go, I'm going to do this. I've tried everything I can, and it's not working for you, but this is what I'm willing to do now at this point in this time. So it was kind of probably not the best conversation in the world to have. You know, God says, well, as for me, when you hear God say that to you, you might as well just sit down and get ready. You know, as for me, behold, my covenant is with you, and you will be the father of a multitude of nations. No longer shall your name be called Abram, but your name shall be Abraham. For I have made you the father of a multitude of nations, and I will make you exceedingly fruitful, and I will make nations of you, and kings will come forth from me. I will establish my covenant between me and you and your descendants after you throughout their generations for an everlasting covenant, to be God to you and to your descendants after you. I will give to you and to your descendants after you the land of your sojourning, all the lands of Canaan for the everlasting possession, and I will be their God. And Abraham said, Father to Abraham, now, as for you, you shall keep my covenant, you and your descendants after you throughout their generations. And then it goes on. You know, it's interesting to notice for me that, and this is for what I'm needing to get and understand, is that God says, it says, I will, I have, and all. Abraham tried to fulfill the promise of God, and it didn't work out. And God just comes and gets right basically up in his face and said, you know, I'm going to do this. And not only am I going to do this, but I've already actually done this. It's already done. And this is all that's required of you, just be obedient to me. So, again, what's your Ishmael? What are the things that perhaps, you know, and when I was doing this, I was like, this is not really what I want. This is not the kind of thing I like to do about stuff out of the Old Testament and all, but I needed to hear this, and I think somebody, at least one more person needs to hear. Stop trying to make or fulfill God's promises. Stop trying to make it happen and just trust Him that He's already made it happen. And it's just up for us to just wait until it manifests and just simply be obedient to what He is, whatever it is that He's called us to. A lot of times I walk through long periods of my life where I have no clue. I'm pretty much clueless. I'm kind of in one of those places like right now. I'm pretty much clueless about everything and all. And, you know, I was talking with Bishop one night. And I said, you know, like, I'm just kind of bored now. And I don't know if I have any kind of purpose, what my purpose is. I'm getting old, and I think you get old, you start thinking goofy like that, you know. And as a male, you know, the idea of having no purpose and doing nothing is not very pleasing. But I always remember Mother Teresa. You know, Mother Teresa had this great encounter with Jesus when he spoke to her those famous words, I thirst. And he spoke to her about creating the mission that she did to ministering to the poorest of the poor and stuff. Then she went, and I forget how many years, it was like forever. It was like twice forever in my world, in my willingness to wait. And they interviewed her and said about hearing from God. So she said she hadn't heard from God in 20 or 30 years. She hadn't heard a word. But she was doing the last thing she heard. And that's what we do. We always can fall back. And that's usually what God's wanting us to do, is to fall back to what was the last thing that we knew. And simply do that, whatever that is. If the last thing you heard was to be still and know that I am God, quit running around in circles and just be still. You know, if the last thing you heard was to go and feed the poor, go. Just simply feed the poor. Don't try to organize like a worldwide movement out of that, okay? Because the word was feed the poor. And whatever God wants works out of that. We don't have to create what we think God is saying. We just simply need to hear what He says and just go with that. Amen? In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.